the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
The market over the weekend kind of had a bit of a fall.
The fact of the matter is until we see Bitcoin or any of these markets break up through to a new higher high and creating a higher low, we still have our downtrend in play. As far as markets go, if you are a large institution, this one's probably the only one that you can actually move around fairly easily. Thinking about where your stop losses would go, understanding the logic behind them is a really good way of getting ahead of what you're doing. Making sure that you're not just doing for the sake of doing, but you actually understand why you're doing certain things. I know a lot of people in crypto that have been through these ups and downs a lot. Okay, that have been here longer than, say, 12 months, that have been here for years, and they've experienced this many times before.
There's really nothing that's bullish across the market at the moment. Everything looks very, very bearish. The sentiment is weak. Bitcoin is above 6,000. That is the only thing that it has going for it.
Time will tell, but one of the things I can say is that Facebook has changed its tune. Good for me, good for the market long term. Certainly becoming angry, bitter and twisted is not going to help in any way, shape or form. It's going to hinder your progress. It's not going to help. So will we see Google lift the ads? Will we see other markets, other big providers of eyeball viewing lift the ban? Well, time will tell. But it is a little positive. It is a little positive. You're investing in projects because you're following hype, because you're following what people are saying in chat rooms, then yeah, you're probably getting busted and you're probably quite emotional and you're probably very, very worried because you don't know what you've invested in. And I understand that. That would be terrifying. That isn't me. The thing I'm getting at is the tech hasn't changed. Effectively, the business hasn't changed. The model hasn't changed. The environment hasn't changed. Regulation is looking better. The conversations are more positive. The tech is getting better. The people in the industry are getting better. We're growing, evolving, and developing at a lightning rate. There's so many things that are positive in this space right now, and I think a lot of people forget about that. If this has been a real shake-up for you, if this has sort of rocked you to your core, this most recent dip, I really strongly suggest you look into educating yourself a little bit more about what you can do to move forward.